And this is the truth. Several years ago, I was with my daughter in a car. And she said, "Daddy, when you're alone in the car like this, who do you like to listen to?" And I said, "Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra." I said, "Who do you like to listen to?" She said, "Old Dirty Bastard." I said, "That's not his name." I said, "That's his show business name." She said, "No, Daddy, that's his name." I said, "No, it's not his name, honey. That's his show business." She said, "Daddy, that's his real name." What kind of parents? Would name their child Old Dirty Bastard. You know, he looks just like you. Why don't we call him Old Dirty Bastard? When I'm 90 years old, I can look at the woman in my life and say, "Do you remember when Old Blue Eyes sang, 'When all the songs are out of tune and all the rhymes ring so untrue, then you will be my music.'" What's my daughter going to say when she's 90? "You remember when Old Dirty Bastard said, 'If you promise not to snitch, we'll whack this bitch'?" Kind of gets you right here, doesn't it? I did a telethon in Philadelphia with a young rapper, and he said to me, "You don't dig our music, do you, man? You don't like our music." You know, I said, "It isn't that I don't like your music. It's that I don't understand a lot of what you call music." I said, and he said, "Give me an example, man." I said, "Well, I don't understand why you would refer to women as bitches and hoes." And I said, "Well, that's what I said." I said, "By the way, what's the difference between a bitch and a hoe?" And he said, "That's easy, man." He said, "See, a hoe is somebody who screws every guy in the neighborhood. A bitch is someone who screws every guy in the neighborhood but you." I said, "I'm starting to understand your music a lot better now." But you know, they called themselves rap artists and music artists, and it was always difficult to me because when I was growing up, and these are artists who kill one another. I mean, the East Coast rap artists were killing the West Coast rap artists. That didn't happen in my day. I mean, we never heard, "This afternoon, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles leaving the studio were gunned down by Gladys Knight and the Pips." This didn't make sense. What are you drinking? What is this? It's what? Oh, vodka? Oh, yeah? The other day, have you noticed that the alcohol industry is now trying to disguise the dangers of alcohol by giving the drinks sexy and erotic names? Because I said to the waitress the other day in Santa Monica, "I'm tired of drinking beer. What do you recommend?" She said, "How about Sex on the Beach?" And I said, "Well, it's raining outside." But that's a drink. That's vodka, cranberry juice, peach schnapps, and some other concoctions. And I said, "What else do you recommend?" She said, "How about a long, slow, comfortable screw up against the wall?" I said, "Well, we're back indoors now." But that's a drink. That's Southern Comfort and slow gin and some other things. I said, "What else do you recommend?" She said, "How about a screaming orgasm?" That's a drink. That's Bailey's Irish Cream and Amaretto. Imagine getting stopped by a cop on the way home. "You've been drinking?" "I had Sex on the Beach, a long, slow, comfortable screw up against a wall, and a screaming orgasm." "Well, no wonder you're swerving, you're exhausted."
Now coming to the stage at the world famous Laugh Factory, please welcome the comedy of Charles Fleischer. Let him hear you.
Jokes for all of you individually. Please be patient enough to wait your turn. I work alphabetically, Mrs. Amarkin, so I hope you don't get pissed off at Mr. Zazoki. And how about you, young lady? Are you a student too? A bartender. Is there a convention by any chance? Hey, could you guys go get me a drink? What the fuck? Just pretend like you're working. Tina returns from what was a frustrating piss. I like that you didn't take your drink to pee. That shows that the alcohol problem hasn't really set in. I could tell when you were walking that it was a pee walk because it was kind of quick like that.